The funeral for the Kim family was everything it hadn't been for the Palpatines. In keeping with tradition, the bodies of Kim's wife, two sons, and the ship's pilot and co-pilot had been returned to Theed from the crash site in seaside Ka'adara and cremated in the funeral temple. A procession hundreds strong, led by King Tapolo and his chief advisors, proceeded on foot from the temple to the nearby Livet Tower, where everyone spent a moment gathered around the eternal flame, contemplating transience and the importance of living an harmonious life. Then moved in solemn precision to the banks of the Solyu River, where the grief-stricken senator scattered the ashes and wept openly as the current carried them over the Vedugo Plunge to the flatlands beyond. Following the ceremony, mourners gathered to express their condolences to Vidar Kim, who wore a robe of deep green over a black tunic. When Palpatine's turn came, the two men embraced.
"I have only one hope for a family, Palpatine. One hope."
Kim's eyes were red-rimmed and brimming with tears.
"Ranha."
Palpatine compressed his lips in uncertainty.
"He is a Jedi Knight, Vidar. His family is the Order."
Kim was insistent.
"I need him more than the Order needs him. Only he can carry the Kim line forward, just as you will someday carry on the Palpatine line."
Palpatine said nothing. With vehicular traffic banned from Theed's narrow streets, the city seemed almost as it had a decade earlier, before antiquated laws had been repealed and wealth had worked its dubious magic. Before flash speeders and R2 astromech droids had become the rage, and fads and fashions in dress, transport, and food had poured in from the core. The murders of Kosinga and the others had left Palpatine emancipated and wealthy. Though interrogated by numerous officials, he had been absolved, his story, his alibi, accepted. Some of the influential nobles had their suspicions that Palpatine had furnished intelligence to Damask Holdings to secure the election of Bon Tapolo, but most Naboo had offered sympathy and support. On the heels of Tapolo's ascension to the throne, Palpatine had sold the Lake Country estate and taken an apartment in Theed, stocking it with extra system art that had found its way to Naboo from Kor and Midrim worlds. In the early years of his apprenticeship to Darth Plagueis, he had remained in mandatory public service. He then spent 5 years in the Apprentice Legislator Program before being appointed ambassador following Tapolo's re-election. Palpatine supposed he could have lobbied for a more prestigious position, but only at the risk of undermining Plagueis. Equally important, a high-status post might have interfered with his ability to rendezvous with his Sith master on remote worlds, where they had been able to be observed together without consequence.